Hello, hello, faithful friends. Welcome back to Tom's Intimate Talk Show. I am here once again in the comfort of the clouds, bringing you all of these problems that everybody has, but no one seems to be talking about. And today, I am talking about holiday romances and festive relationships. Yes, the holiday season, it's upon us. Christmas, New Year, all that. All the shops have those big pictures of families in fam jams, and the TV is full of couples in coats and hats kissing on snowy steps and icy streets. Those same 13 songs that all seem focused around love at Christmas play again and again and again. It can be horrific and overwhelming and quite the affair for a singleton, can't it? You find yourself asking the question, do I need someone? Does someone need me? Who actually cares about me? Everyone seems to be getting on with it and there's me just sat here on my own. It's a dramatic response, and yet it's the most natural thing that a lot of us start to wonder when the holidays roll around and we are indeed single. It could be said that all of this is just a front, though, and that you are in fact feeling the feelings that have always been there of loneliness. The holidays simply amplify those feelings that are there at any other time of the year. It's just shining a big Christmas fairy light on it as we see a more exposed glance into people's home lives. For we don't get to see people playing with their kids all year round, but when the shops are open late and the markets are open, normally that is, we do. We see it in abundance and we start to see the things that we don't even know we were lacking in our lives. Families, ice skating, all that jazz. But I tell you what, after 6 years of working in retail or fast food at the holiday period, these moments are not true depictions either. It's like anything else. Kids, they're hard work. Relationships get stressful. If you're feeling the relationship blues around the holidays, I suggest you listen closely to what I'm about to tell you. The seasonal relationship, like all relationships, consists of three relationship modes. Yeah, you didn't think this was going to get so academic, but here we are. So, when we get into a relationship, they're normally one of three things: season, reason, or lifelong. It's a great saying, but it's also good to reflect on this if you're wanting a relationship, leaving one, or uncertain of the future in general. Some relationships can be a lifelong gift, and we should nurture and should always strive for that. However, there are other kinds of relationship too. Reasonable relationships are functional. It's means to an end. You are in that relationship because it serves a purpose in your life and it benefits your life right now. It could be financial, could be emotional, but it's probably not a long-term answer. And some relationships will be seasonal, the season of love, you know? Some people will be all about that pleasant spell, a spell of maybe intense connection, but not sustainable in the long term. Or maybe it's not intense, but it's still just, it is, you know, again, in a kind of way, it's kind of its own reasoning as well. But that's, I digress. Now, this can be difficult to witness, especially if you've rushed into something. Maybe you recently got married and now you're coming to terms with the fact that it was actually only ever a seasonal relationship. That's why we should take our time before we get married, engaged, children, all that lark. You know what the most popular time of year for seasonal relationships to start is? Christmas and New Year. That week right there at the end of the year. Guess what? It's like I always say to my fellow loners, things could be very different in a few months' time. Give them till Valentine's Day. Yeah, trust me. Although, you know what happens when they're suffering with that aftermath of said seasonal relationship? You've forgotten about how lonely you felt at Christmas. Because there's no consequence for you just to move on with your life as you did before Christmas. It doesn't take long to realize after the fact that New Year and Christmas is just another day, and once the retailers stop pushing it, you forget about it. It's kind of shallow, feeling like that. So what if you're in the relationship, and you're concerned that maybe your partner is having a seasonal relationship, and you're investing long term? Well, like always, my friends, we look into ourselves. We make sure we are happy and secure in ourselves, and we look after ourselves. If you love yourself, the fundamental building block I explained through in episode 1 of Tom's Intimate Talk Show, go check it out, then it's easier than if you don't. You see, loving yourself is still, even now, even coming up to a year on, the most fundamental building block. But what it all comes down to realistically is acceptance. We have to understand that seasonal relationships are here to teach us something. A friend of mine once told me, who shall remain nameless, he said, Tom, people either come into your life to stick around or to teach you a lesson. And if you refuse to learn that lesson, you're going to keep meeting those kinds of people, so you do. And honestly, that is how it's worked for me in a nutshell. And once you acknowledge that, you see the patterns and you see it happening. Maybe the lesson is more than giving you something you need. Or maybe the lesson is them giving you something that you need, and that would make it reasonable, right? I don't wish this on anybody, by the way. I hope you all have lifelong relationships that fill you with enriched love and happiness until the days we pass to the great unknown. And maybe now's a good time to tell you that it's actually not only romantic relationships that this applies to. Seasonal relationships with family members you're estranged from, loved ones since past, memories of past love, or past holidays spent in the comfort of those we can no longer hold close. Also important and also tormenting at this time of year. And this year, don't we know it? This year, we don't have to be estranged or have a relative that's passed away, because we cannot physically interact with our family that even live in the same street. Because guess what? 2020 happened. Something else I'd like to point out, and forgive me for being crass, but you know that old saying, 'tis the season to be horny? That's it, right? That's what they say. Well, they say romance is dead. Well, if that's what you're after, not me personally, but if that is what you're craving, it's unusual not to be able to at this time of year, right? But Tom Hanks put it best, way out of context quote, but I'm going to steal it anyway, when he said, "This too shall pass." That goes for the good and the bad moments of life. But I think 2020 needs that saying more than ever. To wrap up this belated Christmas gift for you, while I pour my third glass of Prosecco, it's New Year's Eve. This is unscripted, can you tell? I just want to tell you all that it's better to be alone than to fake a thing to get over the holiday season. Lockdowns and tier systems are also creating a lot of seasonal affairs for people, with them hunkering down to avoid being alone, creating more issues than it's actually worth. Alas, I covered that in a previous episode of the podcast. Go back, check that out, how to cope during lockdown. But I'd just like to point out as I wind down, the media and the economic marketing opportunity that is the current experience of Christmas is driving you to feel this loneliness. Because together, guess what? We spend money. It's not about the kids. It's not about feeling happy. It's about feeling happy enough to spend. This year has been hard. This year has been different, and some of you will not be able to initiate anything. Maybe you've been putting off that date for weeks now, hoping for restrictions to lift so you can actually go for that drink with someone outside of your bubble. I get it. Hang in there, baby. Happy days are coming. I hope you're having a good and happy holiday period, and I want to wish you all lots of love, peace, and good fortune for 2021. The sun will shine on us again, with so many promises coming out of political leaders' mouths. You've got to believe that one of them just might actually be in the 2% of promises that amount to truth. I promised I wouldn't get political and got right to the end, goddammit. So I am for this topic out of time. So until next time, be good, be kind, and date for life, not just for Christmas. Goodbye. Tom's Intimate Talk Show will return with a new season in the spring.